Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us live on WBEN this morning is attorney Dennis Vacco, former state attorney general. We're looking at the pause in the All-Electric Buildings Act. Attorneys for the state agreed to delay implementation of the law until an appellate court makes a decision. And Dennis, we're wondering if this is the beginning of the end for this law or not necessarily. How do you read it?
Well, first of all, good morning, Susan, and thanks to you and Brian for having me on. It's always a pleasure. So as I look at what happened this week in terms of a stipulation that was filed in federal court in Albany, it strikes me first and foremost as highly unusual. And it's highly unusual because if you look at the history of this litigation, which was first brought in 2023, the plaintiffs in this case, as you pointed out, attacking the All Electric Buildings Act. The lawsuit was filed by the New York State Builders Association, the National Association of Home Builders, the New York State Propane Gas Association, and at least four unions. But it was brought in 2023. And the claim, they essentially brought a constitutional argument opposed to the All Electric Buildings Act, claiming that federal law preempted this act, also claiming that federal law state and local law, I should say, should not interfere with the nation's energy policy. What makes this unusual is that the state won in July of this year when Federal District Court Judge Glenn Sotheby ruled that their case had no merit. So Judge Sotheby in July determined that the statute was not unconstitutional, did not interfere with federal law, and therefore gave, now judicial imprimatur, if you will, to the state act. Between July and this week, the plaintiffs in the case were seeking a stay. In other words, to stay the implementation of the statute from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the next level up from the district court here in New York State. But ostensibly, they had no traction. They were asking the federal court of appeals, the Second Circuit, to stay the statute, even though they had already lost at the trial court level. So why this is unusual in my estimation is that the state was winning. The state was on top here. The state had prevailed in this litigation, and the Second Circuit was not showing any interest, if you will, in staying the case, and therefore perhaps the implementation of the statute, until the Secretary of State this week, ostensibly at the direction of Governor Hochul and with the approval of State Attorney General Letitia James, filed a stipulation in this case agreeing to pause the implementation of the act, which was to go into effect on January 1st of 2026. So that's why I say it's unusual. The state had prevailed. I think that what's really happening here is that this act the All Electric Buildings Act is unpopular. The plaintiffs in this lawsuit claim that it will drive up costs, it will drive up construction costs, it will drive up the cost of owning a home. We all know how electric bills have skyrocketed over the past year or so. The lawsuit was designed to stop this act from going into effect, but the judge at trial level agreed with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The state.
This would next go before the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. I mean, is there anything about that court? You mentioned the state had been winning. Is there anything about that court that made the state think, well, maybe we won't be winning anymore?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, in litigation, I tell clients, my practice at Lippis Matthias all the time, that litigation is costly and uncertain. And certainly it's costly and uncertain when you're challenging a state statute and you're challenging the state of New York. But I would say if they were looking at the history of this case, Judge Sotheby is a respected district court judge. I think that he was a Bush nominee to the district court position when George Bush was president back in the early part of the century. So it really does, you know, make you wonder what is there truly a legal motivation here as opposed to using the legal aspects of this case to help solve an immediate political problem.
Dennis, what timeline might we be looking at for the next decision?
Well, so they have asked, this is my understanding, that both the state and the plaintiffs have asked the Circuit Court of Appeals, Second Circuit, to put this case on an expedited appeal basis. In other words, you know, let's play hurry-up offense here. We've done that recently in a case, and on an expedited basis, the case wasn't heard for nearly 9 months. So expedited, you know, means different things when you have a busy court like the Second Circuit. It's my understanding that initial briefs are due sometime at the end of December, but that doesn't necessarily dictate when the court will hear arguments and then render a decision. So I suspect that just, you know, the regular drumbeat of litigation before the Second Circuit, that this case probably isn't decided until sometime in a June to September timeframe. That might even be optimistic.
So we're talking maybe a year or so out. Is this going to kind of resurface by this time next year? I think a lot of people are looking at the 26th election as a factor in whether it's just this decision to pause or in the timing of the court going forward.
Well, interestingly, Brian, so there are critics, the environmental groups and the proponents of the All-Electric Buildings Act, which, by the way, is just an extension of the Climate Act that was passed in 2019. This act was designed to further implement the goals of the Climate Act. So there are several supporters of this initiative of the All Electric Buildings Act. And they have recently come out. Some of those supporters have come out and criticized the Hochul administration for essentially hitting the pause button on the implementation of the act and using this litigation as a means to do so. They want this act to go into effect. Now, on the other hand, there's, you know, the public sentiment seems to be against the implementation of the act. I don't think the public sentiment necessarily is against electric transmission or electric buildings, but I think that the public's interest here is in cost. And, you know, the fact that we always see rising electric cost, we know that there's not enough generation, you know, green power generation, and more importantly, there's not enough transmission. So I think that the public and the plaintiffs in this case are saying, you know, to totally ban natural gas, which is in plentiful supply, is not good public energy policy. And that's why they brought this lawsuit.
Dennis, great to have you on. Thank you for your insight on this. We've learned a lot. Dennis Vacco, attorney and former state attorney general, joining us on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.